Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the workshop this afternoon on promoting horticulture, the need for a national promotion for horticulture. I'm Mary Meyer, and I'll be today's moderator. I'm also the first presenter for this workshop. This is kind of an intimidating room, I think. So I hope that we can have a lot of interactivity here, and you can feel free to ask questions when I'm presenting during the presentations. I think the other speakers will be happy to take your questions, and then we do have time for discussion at the end. So I plan to start off this session with the need for the national promotion as the introduction at the very beginning at 4 o'clock. But when I looked at the program, it said from 4 to 4:15 we were having discussion with all speakers. So, you know, as a moderator, I'm not supposed to do anything different than what's in the program, you know. So we're really supposed to be starting here at 4:15 with me talking. So we're a little bit early on the start, but I think my presentation might take a little bit longer. So I am going to go ahead and start. So we'll see how this goes. So I'm going to talk about the need for this national promotion, and I realize that all of you are horticulturists, so probably there are many of you who could stand up here and give this talk, because as horticulturists you're probably going to agree with everything that I have to say. But some of the reasons that we have an issue with horticulture today, I'm going to cover those first. And the first thing is that people today live in cities. There's a huge population that lives in the city today. Very few people grow up on a farm anymore, and the numbers that live in rural areas continue to decline. So kids today don't have the opportunity that I had growing up on a farm to have a first-hand experience with plants. When you're not exposed to plants, you don't know about horticulture. When you grow up in the city, you don't see horticulture as much, and because of that, being removed from plants means people are not aware of horticulture. Kids are not playing outside anymore. We actually have lots of statistics on this. You can read some of the statistics that I have up here about the huge change with the hours that kids spend inside today, how captivated they are with technology. I'm very fortunate that I have an 8-month-old grandson now, and you cannot believe, I should have put the picture up here of my grandson with my daughter taking a selfie of my grandson, and he's got his hand out there to get that phone. Kids are so captivated with technology today. They're fascinated with that. They don't play outside like they used to. We know that kids love to get their hands dirty. They love to play in sand. We have created sandboxes for kids. I had sandboxes for my kids when they were growing up. They love to get dirty. They love to play in water. But as they become older, this changes. Not only do they change, many times their parents say, I don't want you playing out there. I don't want you to get dirty. I don't want you doing that. And they kind of turn off from that aspect. So a couple of years ago, I learned what plant blindness is, and that was amazing to me when I realized my husband has plant blindness. My husband does not see plants very well, although he's getting better. We've been married 40 years, and I have to say he's improved, but he still suffers from plant blindness. And there's a whole body of literature on plant blindness. This is not just something that I laugh about with my husband. It really is the inability to see or notice plants in one's own environment. People just take them for granted. The idea that plants are inferior to animals is well researched and a known fact. So I didn't put in here all of the literature with plant blindness, but it's definitely a known issue. And how many of you have heard the words plant mentor? How many of you have a plant mentor? Know who your plant mentor is? I'm very lucky. I had a couple of plant mentors because my father was took ag education at Penn State, and then he taught science, and he had a farm, so that was easy. And then I have a wonderful grandmother who's also my plant mentor. But this is somebody who tells you the value of plants, who shows you the value of plants when you're young, helps you to appreciate these plants. And we know that if kids have a plant mentor, they don't have plant blindness. They see plants, they appreciate plants, and realize how great plants are. So plant mentors are really important, and they help us, they help kids to identify with plants and know the value of plants. So this is kind of a horrific statement. It's actually very true that we can recognize a lot of brands and logos, but people cannot name plants. You know, they will have a generic name for a plant. It will be, oh, it's an evergreen, it's a bush. But that's really not a name for a plant. So it's really difficult for people to name plants, to know the difference of them. But if you can't name something, it's very likely you won't value it. So the importance of identity and naming things goes right along with valuing plants. So if we can't name plants, and many of our kids can't name plants, they probably don't value them, and we need to be plant mentors. So we know all of this as horticulturists. We know how important plants are for us in dealing with stress and anxiety. Every person that I tell that I work at the Arboretum, my office is out at the Arboretum instead of on the main campus of the University of Minnesota, and they say, oh, wow, you are so lucky. Because immediately people recognize how great it is to work at an arboretum, what a beautiful place it is. We have lots of documentation on the reduction of stress levels when people are in green spaces. So we know plants are great for us and how important they are. But again, we take plants for granted. So John Dole recently did some research. This is an informal survey that he did showing the need for a promotion of horticulture from an academic standpoint. Down at the bottom, you see the 54 universities that responded out of 76 that were contacted with a survey monkey instrument. They were asked about changes in enrollment in undergraduate students in the four-year. This first slide is on four-year university programs. So you can see the largest number down there, 37%, indicated their program was staying the same. Some indicated a slight increase. Another large group was a slight decrease. And so when you add this up, we have a plateauing or decreasing number of students in a lot of our universities in horticulture programs. When you look at two-year programs, this is a much larger number. You can see the response is 62 colleges responded out of 152 that were contacted. So the numbers here are larger. Here you can see the slight increase and slight decrease was just about the same. And then a plateau was there for the next largest numbers. So there's a lot of concern about students coming into the program. Paul Redmond talked this morning about the pipeline. What are we doing about getting students in the pipeline? So there's great concern about the number of students in our programs. Looking at graduate students, this was the four-year universities, right, John, as well, the same group. This is the graduate students because 54 of these folks responded out of 76. And here, this was the largest number, said their numbers in the program were staying the same. And the next largest number was decreased slightly. So the issues in summary are that horticulture needs educated, well-trained employees. Paul presented some of that information this morning about large gardens, directors of large gardens, and their interest in students, especially students that have a bachelor's degree for working at public gardens. Student numbers are declining in many academic programs, and yet we need industry leaders. We need leaders in our field as a whole, not only in industry, but in academia as well. At the University of Minnesota, Emily knows very well the number of people in our department that will be retiring or of retirement age within the next 5 to 10 years. It will change dramatically, the University of Minnesota. And the same is true for lots of land-grant universities and horticulture programs. So we're going to see baby boomers finally retiring, right, and finally leaving, and that's going to mean a huge number of jobs that are needed. And then the question of horticulture's identity. Is it a plant science degree? Is it a horticulture degree? What difference does the word make to a high school junior? Does a high school junior know what the difference is between that? And does that encourage or discourage them to come into the program just because of the name? And we know kids don't have the contact with plants that they used to. And many people don't appreciate or recognize the plants and the importance plants play in our everyday lives. So lots of issues add up to the fact that horticulture needs to have more promotion. So what are we going to do about it? So that's the topic of our workshop today. And the goals for this promotion in working to promote horticulture are big goals. These are really big ideas. But I think that our field has a real need for this, and I think all of you believe in this need as well. We need to improve the public perception of horticulture. We need to broaden people's way of thinking about horticulture to show them the breadth and the depth of the jobs that are available. We need to make sure that horticulture is part of the national education curriculum. Paul Redmond pointed this out this morning when he talked and showed that slide with a huge number of third to fifth graders that get something about horticulture in school, because that's where the life science program hits them in the curriculum, and it's often starting seeds and parts of a plant, something really basic. And then that might be it for horticulture and plant science. It's not on the radar screen again. So we would love to have a change with that, where plants are much more a part of the national curriculum. We'd love to see increased youth participation in the organizations that are already out there with 4-H, the Junior Master Gardener Program, FFA programs. We need to see more high school students in horticulture and plant science programs. We need more students in academic programs, and we need more students in industry. So today with the workshop, we'll have different people present their viewpoints from different parts of the whole horticulture industry. Well, a year ago when I was at this meeting, it was very fortuitous that I could meet with the administrators working group and have breakfast with them. As an incoming president a year ago, I said that one of my initiatives was really to increase the awareness of horticulture among young people. And as I said that, Doug Needham was in the room with Longwood Gardens, and Doug Needham said, "Mary, that's the same thing we want to do at Longwood Gardens." And I said, "Yes, we need to get together and do this." So we started talking about what could be done and who else would be interested in this. And the partners that we looked to originally are down there at the bottom, and they're kind of difficult to see, but we have Longwood Gardens, and we have ASHS, then we have the National Junior Horticulture Association, the American Horticulture Society, the Association of Public American Public Garden Association, and then American Hort, the new collaboration with industry. So those six organizations are all the kind of founding partners of this initiative that got together last August, and we're all in agreement that, yes, we need to do something major to promote horticulture. So Longwood Gardens and the American Hort Society were kind of the lead partners last December when I mailed a letter to about 800 horticulture entities. And these were all of the folks that are in APGA, all lots of industry folks that are ASHS members, the two-year schools, the four-year schools, media list with horticulture, lots of associations of horticulture around the United States. So 150 people responded to that letter that were all very affirmative, saying we need to do this national promotion. It was really a letter saying, do you agree with this? Is this something you agree with? And everyone said, yes, it's a great idea. We need to do this. So in January of this year, we had a call for proposals that we sent to national communications firms asking, well, what would they do to promote horticulture across the United States? So we received proposals back. We had three firms do a face-to-face presentation at Longwood Gardens. And we selected Fleischmann Hillard along with Scholastic to do this national promotion. So the folks from Fleischmann Hillard are here today. We have four representatives. Why don't you folks stand up? Jean, Danny, Reed, and Marlo. These are four people from Fleischmann Hillard. And they have already started working on this project with doing focus groups at national meetings. So the meetings, thank you, guys, sit down, thank you. This is such a formal room. So they have started doing work at meetings. They were at APGA. They were at the National Children and Youth Garden Symposium that was a week or so ago in Columbus, Ohio. They were at American Hort or Cultivate 14, also in Columbus. And they're here at ASHS. They've done two focus groups here, and they're going to do two or three more focus groups. So they're beginning to do the research, which is what's the state of horticulture, what do people think about horticulture, what does a typical graduate student in horticulture think. This is some of the research that they will use to create the promotion for horticulture. So the timeline for this project is conducting the national study phases, 1, 2, and 3. This is kind of the research phases, that the work that's beginning right now. 2015 is disseminating the report with findings and developing an educational, marketing, and a public advocacy plan. And then launching those and actually getting those promotions out and into all of the public, the education with the schools, et cetera, and then to continue to develop this campaign. So this is not a one-year campaign. This is not a three-year campaign. I really think realistically this is a 10-year project to try to move the needle with what people's awareness is, what youth awareness is. Fleischmann Hillard, if you're not familiar with them, all you have to do is in Minnesota is listen to NPR, because they are a sponsor of NPR. I hear their name every day when I'm listening to NPR. But they've done a lot of communications work across the United States. They're an award-winning team to work with. They've done a tremendous amount of work and projects, and we were very impressed with their promotion to us. The other partner with Fleischmann Hillard is Scholastic. So many of us grew up with Scholastic and are familiar with their book clubs and their book promotion program, which they have in schools. They publish a lot of books. One of their programs, I've talked to individual teachers. I have a sister-in-law who taught for 30 years up in New York State, and she said, choices. I use the choices all the time with kids, with nutrition. So Choices is one of the magazines. They have these classroom magazines down here on the left that teachers in all grades, she is a junior high teacher, used. And Scholastic will give us a wonderful venue into school systems right away. So I envision working with educators like that are at Longwood and throughout our ASHS working groups, etc., to develop materials that we would give to Scholastic and they would disseminate into school systems that could be part of curriculums, that could be used for multiple years, that would make a difference for kids in learning about horticulture. So the plan of action is based on research. This national study over on the left-hand side is determining what's the state today. Many of you know what the state is. You see that from your viewpoint, and that's very important for us to work with all of your ideas. The action plan will then be developed into an education plan that will be disseminated to a lot of different grade levels. The marketing plan with really how to market to students today. Fleischmann Hillard had some great, fabulous ideas about using social networks, using technology, having kids put up pictures of their own work with gardens, put up pictures of their own projects with plants and so on, have competitions with kids and so on, things that would be online. And then the public advocacy plan is also to work with people in Washington at different levels to try to continue to advocate for horticulture to be integrated into the national curriculum. So this is another look at the research methodology, the discovery, finding out what is the status of horticulture. The college university sector, gee, I'm sorry that word university got divided like that. But there's lots of things we want to learn and hear from university and college folks. Some of that will be done here today. Other information will be on a one-on-one basis. And then there will be work done with the public sector, the person on the street, that to talk to them about how do they feel about horticulture. And some of this work will be done with web-based connections. So when Fleischmann Hillard did their presentation for us trying to win this contract, they went to 250 high school students and they asked them about some questions about how interested would they be in horticulture. What's dismaying is over there on the bottom right, I'm not sure how much of you can read in the back with that, 62% never heard of the word horticulture or the term horticulture. 62% of high school students never heard of the term horticulture. But 96% want to make an impact. They want to make a difference in the work that they do. They want to be creative and innovative, 86%. 78% like to work with their hands. 82% want to get outside of the office. So horticulture can really resonate with what the opportunities are with high school students, but we need to know what the challenges are. They don't even know what the word is. They haven't heard the word. So I don't really need to tell you that the time is right. You know the time is right. You probably thought we should have been doing this 10 years ago or 15 years ago. I want to move now to, yes, we hope this works. This is the video that Fleischmann Hillard prepared for us in the presentation before they really knew what the problem was. But this was the way they wanted to portray horticulture to the public.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have a fabulous profession. We have a fabulous profession. I believe horticulture is a wonderful career, and you all believe that also. That's why you're here in our society. So this is not an inexpensive program. This is the first start of the program. It's about $2 million for the first few years. These are the components of that. Those of you that are in marketing, is Bridget Behe in here? Where's Bridget? Bridget, Charlie Hall, those of you that are in marketing and so on, I think we have a good balance of research here with the outreach component being where more of the money will go. We have already begun to raise the money for the initiative. Many of the universities have already given $5,000 a year for 3 years. Those horticulture departments are really wonderful. We have a matching campaign that Longwood Gardens is doing. ASHS has committed $25,000 for the first year, and hopefully for every year that the campaign is going, the board of directors will be voting on that as well. We are just contacting folks in industry, the Planet Foundation, all of our organizations in horticulture, because this is a big initiative. We cannot do this alone. Individual campaigns are not going to do it. We're going to have a big collective campaign in working together with this. If we don't do this, who is going to do this for horticulture? ASHS needs to be the leader and do this, especially it's up to us to teach the kids. So there are four things here that you can do. You can attend one of the focus groups. Now, we do have a limit on these focus groups, and I think they're full, but those of you that can attend one, that's great. If you don't get to a focus group, we want to hear your ideas, your thoughts, and suggestions. So there is a website up that is for now called growit.ashs.org. Get one of these cards. This website works the best with a mobile application. It does work on a computer, but it works best with a mobile application. You go in there, there's a brief place where you can put a survey, answer some questions. You can write 2 words or 30 words, whatever. We all need to be plant mentors. We all need to talk to people who don't, to all these people who have plant blindness. We need to talk about the importance of plants. And I appreciate your coming today, and I appreciate the support that you have for horticulture and for the promotion.